And welcome back to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I'm Jordan Chambly, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cedra Sarton.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. You know,
glad to hear it.
Today's a good day. It is not so hot outside.
Actually, it
feels really nice.
It feels good. I was outside walking just a few minutes ago, and the wind was blowing. I was like, okay, there's that taste of October on the horizon. And it just turned September. But, you know.
If it'll just be, if the highs will stop at 80, at this point,
I'd be
happy.
Me too.
And, And I had a snow cone the other day. It was great.
We're in that sweet spot where it's like the weather's starting to turn, but you can still enjoy a snow cone. Yeah.
So I know this is, like, not today's topic, but.
Not at all.
I'll see the videos of people, like, British people, and they'll talk about how hot it is. And it's like it's heat wave. People are fainting. And I'll look, and it'll be, like, something Celsius. And I'm like, well, what is that?
It's like 75 degrees.
Yeah. It'll be 75 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm like, I wouldn't even.
To be fair. All of their buildings are built to be extremely warm, and they don't have air conditioning.
Well, here, I guess ours are not built the same way. Yeah. I wouldn't even pay for air if it was
all
was,
they wear is sweaters in the UK.
If that is the
jumpers, I should say.
By the way, any people who are British or listening to us, we're sort of kidding, but also 75 degrees would be a miracle here.
I'd love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even pay for air. We'd just open all the windows and be happy.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of things that are happening around the world, or maybe not so much, or whatever, we have Chris Woodward in from the news department. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much. I have to say, in the 1990s, like just before we got this thing, some people might have heard of called dial-up internet. my dad and stepmom decided we were going to go to Canada. And, you know, you could not just easily look up weather in Niagara Falls, Canada. We were going to Niagara Falls. And so we kind of thought, well, it's Canada. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be cold. So we packed some extra pairs of jeans, a few sweatshirts and things like that. And, like, this is in June or July or something we went. We got up there, and it was the hottest day on record in Niagara Falls, Canada. Now, it was, like, 93 or something like that, which for us, it was
hot.
Like, you know, oh, heavenly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were up there like, what is going on here?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, so, 93 degrees, that's still break a sweat, but, you know,
but it's livable.
Not as bad. It's livable. Yeah.
Well, if anybody wants to know about Chris and what he's doing, you can go to AFN.net to check out the news and see what's happening there. And they're posting all day on top of the top of the hour newscast. Yeah. So if you want to know what's happening, go there.
Yeah. And we do cover weather. So for people that are curious about, you know, for example, we're still in hurricane season until November. Right when that ends, then we have the little thing called the election. But yeah, we do follow storms and certainly disaster responses, things like that is one of the many stories that we do cover on AFN.net.
Yeah. And so every month or so we have you on the show here, and people who have listened before will know this, that we go over stories that we believe Christians need to be aware of, to pray for, but also to potentially be involved in to some degree or another.
Yes.
And so I'm eager to hear what you have for us to talk about
today. Well, the big one this week thus far that's been playing out for a couple of days now is the Georgia school shooting from a couple of days ago. And certainly we need to be in prayer for not only the community, but just the country, because in my 22 years of working in broadcasting, generally these things happen in one place and then lo and behold, it happens again a couple of states over or something like that. So we do need to pray that no more harm is done. And also we just need to pray for students who know Christ and were shaken by this, people in that community, adults, that they would, you know, lean on Jesus to help get them through. But certainly we need to pray that they would share Jesus with people to prevent things like this from happening again. We also need to pray for our legislators because we already had the knee-jerk reaction. We just need to get rid of guns. Oh, no, we shouldn't get rid of guns debate. And there's times for that. So we just need to pray for peace and for people to get along. And for, you know, what the proper solution is, which I think is more people living for Jesus
and,
you know, following biblical examples as outlined by God in his word.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and say, not only should you pray for the families that are affected, who have lost people, people who are injured, but pray for the ones whose family decided to commit this act.
Yeah.
I know that there are so many of them that, you know, they're sitting there thinking, I don't know where I went wrong with with this person. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they thought this was okay. And then people will come after them for being related when it wasn't their fault. I don't know the whole situation there. But just all around, pray for them and pray for the families that are going through this difficult time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I got to tell you, from a personal, I'm really glad you brought that up, because not everybody wants to offer prayer. We should, but not everybody just wants to kind of be that person to lean in and offer prayer for the person responsible and his or her family members. Back in the Obama administration, it was the Newtown shooting in Connecticut. I had put out a call to prayer for, you know, the families impacted, but also the family of the person responsible. Because, like you said, oftentimes you kind of think maybe you lose sleep. You're kind of fretting over, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
People in the community don't want anything to do with you anymore because, you know, your damaged goods are taboo or whatnot. And I was hammered by somebody I know very well, very close relationship with this individual, and was just, you know, criticized for even daring bringing up prayer for the person responsible, which is not the thing. And you know, Facebook is not the place for that debate, America. that could be a topic for another.
If you're typing
segment
out your thing on Facebook, just stop, backspace, go pray.
Yeah. I don't know of any real, you know, I can't name you five social ills that were solved over Facebook posts.
Absolutely.
So, but I appreciate the fact that you brought up a call to pray for the person responsible. His heart could be changed, and by his, we're talking about the 14-year-old that is charged with this shooting, at least four people dead, two students, two faculty members.
Yeah.
His heart could be changed. Hearts have been changed before. Look at Paul. You know, he ends up being one of the greatest Christians ever. But he was a persecutor, you know, in his early life.
Yeah,
so,
and that's not
prayer
just
works.
That wasn't just name calling either. If you'll call back, he actively was a part of the deaths of Christians.
Right.
Like, they weren't just going out there and calling them out. They weren't like you are writing your little Facebook post about so-and-so. They were out there stoning Christians.
Yeah.
And God delivered him, and he turned to Christ himself and became, I mean, as you know, one of the greatest Christians that we talk about.
Right.
And so, there's no doubt that this boy, this child created, like, he committed an atrocious act. There's no doubt about that. And I know that the families that were affected by this probably harbor a lot of anger towards them. But I'm just saying, like, know who was actually at fault here. And don't point fingers at other people just because they happen to share a last name or bloodline.
Yeah.
And also remember who you are and who you used to be before Christ changed you. Whenever you're looking to point your finger at this child, and remember that God redeemed you, and God can redeem him.
Yeah, absolutely. And too, like, up to Chris's point, like, there is a place for the debate about, you know, politics and policies and all the things, and those are important discussions, absolutely. But at the end of the day, the thing that's going to change culture and change individuals' hearts is the gospel, and that's what we need to be about the business of. So while we're praying for those individuals, just generally, I think we need to be praying for, obviously, there's a problem. Like, obviously, we kind of stand out globally as this is an American issue. This happens a lot here. There's an issue. There's a heart issue going on that we need to be thinking about and praying for and really spreading the gospel because this really should not happen. In any healthy civilization, and obviously we're not a healthy civilization. So we need to be praying for that, I think, specifically.
Yeah. And I'm going to go and take it a step further and say that we should be in prayer for anybody who saw this act, who have their own dark thoughts, and look at that as a sign to move forward.
Yeah.
Pray that God will stop them and that he will start working on them so it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
so pray for the schools that are now in a frenzy to make a more safe environment for the kids.
And it is a good kind of call to action for Christians who are involved in education, who are directly connected to kids in their community, if you're some mm-hmm. sort of influence in kids' lives, just to really lean into that discipleship and to check in with them. How are you doing? You know, like what are the influences in your life? What are the things that are going on in your life that I can pray for you? And just to be aware, mm-hmm. you know, because not everybody is getting the help that they should be getting for these kind of dark thoughts, these impulses that people might have, especially kids. And for you, you may be the only good influence in their mm-hmm. life, the only light in their life that they have. Please be that light.
I know that we are also speaking to students mm-hmm. who are Christian.
Yeah.
And it is your job as well
absolutely.
To be that light.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know of somebody in school that, you know, that seems to be a loner or just maybe someone who just needs friends,
mm-hmm.
oh, you could, I mean, reach out.
Yeah. Please be kind to people. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah. I will tell you, it's interesting that we're talking about this because I had the opportunity to attend a missions conference in recent days, and one of the national pastors that was in town to speak was a former gang member in South America. He's from South America, former gang member there, had a really troubled youth, as many people do. He was actually part of a plot to kill or harm a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, he ends up hearing the gospel. He gets saved. He starts living for Jesus Christ. And now, interestingly enough, he's working alongside the guy he once thought about doing harm to.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So prayer works. Hearts and minds can be changed. And if you are somebody having dark thoughts, as Cedra mm-hmm. mentioned here, you know, look to the light.
Absolutely.
Because it's right there wanting to pull you in. And one way people can find out about the light is for peers, mm-hmm. that person's friends, neighbors, classmates, what have you, to share the gospel and be the light to that person.
Absolutely.
And now to the election.
Yeah.
All right. So
from one darkness to another.
We are T-minus, we are T-minus 2 months away from the election. Your clocks are going to fall back 1 hour just before you go vote, which makes this election 1 year, 1 hour longer than it needs to be. We now have 2 months to go. Harris and Trump are scheduled to debate one another on ABC. It's going to be about 90 minutes. They're going to, and I'm using air quotes, debate the issues.
Sure.
For the umpteenth time, they're going to talk about these things. But it is the first opportunity in which people can see these two candidates in a head-to-head match.
Yeah.
The reason I bring all this up is because this is that time of year when we start to see and hear the comment or soundbite that millions of Christians don't vote.
Yeah.
I've worked here for 14-plus years now, and I've heard this pretty much every election year.
Yeah.
And it's sad. I think we should vote. It's our responsibility as citizens in the country God put us in to vote. I think we've talked about this before on prior segments, but mm-hmm. obviously we can't talk about it enough if millions of people still aren't voting, millions of believers. So we do need to get educated on the issues.
Yeah.
We do need to vote, I think, for these people. But also, you know, the policies that he or she decides and embraces and pushes will be policies that could impact you and how you worship, how you meet and read
right.
the
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah, they
all
will
these
affect
things.
You.
They will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we should vote, I think.
You know, and this is the reason why we have you here. And we've said it before. Maybe it's been a while. We have you here because I know that this is a Christian discussion program, mm-hmm. but we think it is vitally important for the generation that we're speaking to, which was like, you know, like going into college to mid-30s.
Yeah.
We think it is vitally important for you to know what's happening
mm-hmm.
and to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe whoever's listening, maybe you can't get out and go do certain things, but you certainly can go vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is the fastest, simplest thing that you can do as a citizen of the United States mm-hmm. and as a believer mm-hmm. To make your voice heard. You can go vote.
Yeah, it is a blessing that we do live in a country where we have a direct impact,
mm-hmm.
as small or large of that may be, we do have it, and to take advantage of it, I think, is key. Not just in the big ones, mm-hmm. in the local ones as well. And some people even think those are more important because that's where the shift starts to take place. To be aware of what's going on around you in your world, in your community, and to make really informed and prayerful decisions based on that.
Mm-hmm. And if you want help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends. Yeah, we have our iVoter guide. You can go to AFA.net and find all, you know, everything that we do. And you can find our AFA Action, which really delves into the political side of things. And, and they have... you know, they have the iVoter guide, which, you know, it's not saying you should vote this, you should vote that.
Right.
It just lays out all the information about this candidate. Here's what they have stated they believe. Here's what they've actually done.
Yeah. Yes.
And lets you make an informed decision. So if you're needing, if you're like, I'm not really sure, I don't know everything going on, that's a good step.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good guide to help you out.
You know, one of the issues that we've heard a lot about this year is driving people to the polls is the economy.
Right.
And certainly people are very concerned. What happens to the economy if Vice President Harris is elected? What happens to the economy if former President Donald Trump comes in there and people don't like it and maybe do some things in the stock market and all that other stuff?
Mm.
This is really getting kind of into the weeds. But in a roundabout way, like missions is going to be impacted by the outcome of this election or a future election. And what I mean by that is while our country has a past and has done some things or things have occurred inside our borders that we're not necessarily proud of, things like slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Christianity, firstly, because of God, but Christianity has been able to spread because of America and the freedoms that we have to share our faith, to earn an income and fund all kinds of things. If America goes, whether it's in 2025 or 2055, maybe in 2100, whatever it is,
right?
If America goes and our economy crumbles, missions worldwide is going to go away.
Yeah. Mm.
They're not going to fund national pastors in Turkmenistan.
Right.
But they, you know, you can fund a national pastor in Tupelo, Mississippi, or Topeka, Kansas, or wherever, Tahoe, due to the freedoms that we have here in the society that we've created for ourselves.
Right.
So the economy is a big issue, certainly national security, foreign policy. But again, in a roundabout way, like missions will be impacted by the future of these upcoming elections.
Very largely, yes. I know I watched a video, you know, of a man, he took a grocery order that he did a few years back, and he's like, this is how much it was. And then he compared it, like he redid that grocery order like he was going to order it, and it went up by several hundred dollars.
Yes.
And I think that's where people are really like, it's really hitting people at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something like, you can't just not feed your family and get by.
Right. We can find ways, and many people have, to cut back on some things, get back on some lifestyle choices, some things we might do to forms of entertainment. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need 8 streaming apps.
Okay. Oh, that hurts.
You know, things like that. I mean, you could find ways to cut back to feed your family and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I mean, what are you going to do in Bolivia?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is all you have.
Yeah.
It's the only job you're going to get. And you're trying to, you know, feed your family and help your trade. Like, there are things we can do that other people can't.
Yeah.
So we need to be mindful of that.
Yeah. Again, if you want more information, you can go to AFAAction.net or you can go to iVoterGuide.com. Now, I will say that AFAAction.net may be the easiest because it does have a link to go to check out the iVoterGuide.
Mm-hmm.
But they have all kinds of information, ways that you can become involved and know what's happening. And again, we really think that you should not keep your head buried in the sand.
Yeah.
You should be aware and be as involved as you can.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, you can help inform other people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can post things to Facebook, but I highly suggest not to get into arguments. It never helps.
Create a burner account.
Right. Yeah.
But what I appreciate about the iVoter guide is that it goes beyond like just saying, oh, this person is generally conservative or this person is generally liberal.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into their voting history. And I think that that's where the rubber meets the road for me, because we all know, and it's kind of a joke in our culture, that if somebody talks like a politician, you probably can't take everything that they say for the absolute
and
truth.
And they'll state, like, I'm for this policy or I'm from that. But then you can go on here you can say, like, this is how they actually voted, though.
Right.
Yeah. And so that, I think, gives that extra bit of detail that will really inform voters, because you might be a fan of a politician just on the surface mm-hmm. level, and then be really surprised to see what he or she has done with their yeah. ability.
Mm-hmm. It would be good to, in addition to reading and studying your Bible and living for Jesus, for our listeners to also brush up on what a president can or can't do, at least right after entering office, because every year it doesn't matter who it is, man, woman, white, black, R or D, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always somebody that's like, I'm going to do this on day one, and there's no way.
Yeah, you
there's
can't.
No way a chief executive could do that without Congress weighing in and probably even courts deciding whether or not he or she could do yeah. that. So you do need to find out before you fall in line with the, I'm going to reinvent the wheel, you yeah. know, one of those things.
Thank God for checks and balances. Yes. I will say that.
This, you know, they might have been a couple hundred years ago, but those founding fathers,
they knew what they were doing.
They put some thought into it, yeah. Because they weren't on Facebook.
Right.
Sharing posts to try yeah. to change the world.
Yeah.
I do have one good story. It's an
yes.
update to
Yay.
Something we discussed. Okay. All right. So the last time I was on here, we talked about a guy named Brian Berry, mm-hmm. who was part of a mission team that went to Paris to, in their words, share Christ with the world. Mm-hmm. The motto for the evangelical outfit was, as the world comes to Paris for the Summer Olympics, we're going to share Christ with the world.
Mm.
And the idea that Brian and others had was, let's go to Paris, let's stand outside all the Olympic venues and pass out tracts and talk to people about Jesus, many of them from closed countries that are in Paris for the Olympics. In a story, in an interview, I should say, that has not yet aired on AFR's Exploring Missions program, Brian is going to spend some time with Bert Harper. I've already heard the interview. But Brian lays out kind of an update as to what's going on. And it's safe to say that they were able to reach, quote, thousands of people with
that
the good news
awesome.
Of Jesus Christ.
That's
all
amazing.
Because some people sacrificed their time, maybe did away with aid streaming apps
yeah,
to come
yeah.
up with money to go to Paris and share Jesus with all kinds of people.
Wow.
That went home and we hope and pray are sharing it with others.
That's beautiful.
That is just such a, I mean, it's such an amazing idea because, I mean, you find the Olympics is one place where the world really truly gathers and you can really talk to people who you would not be able to get to otherwise.
Exactly.
Because they may not allow you into the country for certain reasons and you may get in trouble for talking about Christianity there.
Yeah.
But in Paris,
yeah.
I mean, there's not really, they can't stop you
right.
from doing that.
I mean, like, delegates from North Korea and China are there and other
yeah.
countries that are very closed off to the rest of the world in general, but very specifically to Christianity. And I can't, what an amazing idea. I mean, that's a beautiful thing that happens. I'm so glad that there are people out there thinking of that, taking advantage of those situations.
Yeah.
And hopefully this will happen again in future Olympic events.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, it was Project Paris 2024 is the name of the mission project. And as Brian has explained a couple of times, they passed out tracts that had verses in English telling people about Jesus and the plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Things like you might see your handout from your church.
Yeah.
But on the track was a QR code that people could scan, and then it would offer up things in their languages. You know, some of these, not everybody speaks English.
Yeah.
Even here in America. But you could scan it. You could get verses in your language or language you are familiar with. There was even a connection to missionaries or churches in that person's home country, or at least near them, if they were available. And again, that brings us back to missions, which is something we all should be doing in addition to tithing and reading and studying our Bible. We should be funding missions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody can go to India. But we can all pray for people going to India, and those of us with the means can certainly pay for people to go to India.
Yeah.
And it therefore, as one missionary I heard explain this week, it's, you know, from the cross through the church to the world.
Mm.
And it's one of those things that's kind of, you know, faith in action there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, that interview is going to be on Exploring Missions with Brother Bert Harper. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think it's going to be in like early October. So, you know, Jesus, we need you to tarry a little bit so that way people can hear that and then come back afterwards.
Yes.
Well, and again, Exploring Missions airs on AFR on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. Central Time and Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Time. So if you want to check that out, and if you miss it, it's okay because we do have really great podcast.
Yeah.
So you can go back. It'll be put up on the podcast. You go to afr.net/podcast/exploring missions, which you can just go to afr.net and go to podcast and stuff. Probably the fast, easier way for you.
Yeah.
And you can find Exploring Missions and you can listen to it when it goes up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have been very privileged. I think we talk about missions a lot here, but that is something that has been really close to all of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Especially here on this program, we've worked with, or we've spoken with a lot of missionaries in the past, and I'm always really encouraged by their stories, of especially when Christians, just like lay people, churchgoers, do something to reach out and touch other people, believers around the world. We had one missionary from India on our program once, talking about receiving letters and how much that meant to them, and it was just an amazing thing to hear. So I encourage you, even beyond monetarily supporting them, which is extremely helpful and kind of a must, honestly, because that's the only lifeline that they have. But beyond that, like reaching out to them with a note of just encouragement and love and letting them know that they're being prayed for, I think also goes a long way. So keeping that in mind as we're talking about missions.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that'll bring us kind of to the end of the program. Chris, where can they find your work?
Yeah, afn.net, afn.net, that's our website. AFN is a radio and print news service, so what you hear on the radio does often wind up as print articles for our website. But do check out afn.net because we have Associated Press content. There's columns, videos, even a political cartoon. Lots of stuff there to check out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. And you can also follow them on social media if that's your preferred method of keeping up with things.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook.
We are on Facebook, yes.
Follow them on Facebook, but stay out of the debates and the fights.
Yeah.
Well, guys, again, you can go to afa.net for everything AFA related and look for the podcast tab on the top if you want to listen to this podcast and more from the American Family Association. There's a lot of great and a talented host out there making great content. And until next week, everybody, continue to share truth and apply scripture.